Each week, here on Something to Believe In, Reverend Tommy Bounce presents to you a program of encouragement and blessing with uplifting music and a life-changing message from the Word of God. And now, here's Something to Believe In with Reverend Tommy Bounce.
Well, hello and good morning to you. Thank you for tuning my way this morning, and we might sit in the heavenly places together and magnify and worship the Lord. There is something to believe in, and that's something in Jesus Christ. And that's what we try to present here on this broadcast each Sunday morning, to tell you, yes, there is something to believe in, and that's something in Jesus Christ. Well, let's just take it one day at a time.
I'm only human. I'm just a man. Help me believe in what I could be, all that I am. Show me the stairway I have to climb. Lord, for my sake, teach me to take one day at a time.
One day at a time, sweet Jesus, that's all I'm asking from you. Help me today do everything that I have to do. Yesterday's gone, sweet Jesus, and tomorrow may never be mine. Help me today, show me the way, one day at a time.
Or do you remember when you walked among men? Well, Jesus, you know, as you're looking below, worse now than then. They're pushing and shoving. It's crowding my mind. So for my sake, teach me to take one day at a time.
One day at a time. That's all I'm asking from you. Help me today to do everything that I have to do. Yesterday's gone, sweet Jesus, and tomorrow may never be mine. Help me today, show me one day at a time. Help me today, show me the way, one day at a time.
Yes, sir, just one day at a time. Well, we were in camp meeting here on Adams Creek at the Mount Olivet Church, and God's moving, and we want to invite you this Sunday to a 2 to 4 sing with the Wishons. They'll be there from 2 to 4 on Sunday afternoon from 2 until 4 o'clock, the Wishons, and then Brother Tommy Rice will be preaching that night with a contemporary group. And we got Brother Wishon, which will be preaching on Monday through Friday. And we got singing each evening at 7 o'clock. And we got preaching at 8 o'clock and then 10:30. And we got a tremendous amount of youth, around 50 or 60 youth that'll be there. And we're just looking for a great time in the Lord. And we want to invite you to come out and be with us. The church is located just west of Hinton on Matters Creek, about 2 miles up the creek, and it'll be on the right. You can't miss it. There's signs at the forks of the road, and there's signs all the way up the road that tells you where Mount Olivet Camp is. So we're inviting you to come out and be with us in their services. So without any more hesitation, let's go right now and do another song for you. One day a minister announced over the radio that he would speak on heaven the following Sunday, and I would like for everyone to be listening. Well, that week he received a letter from an elderly gentleman. that was very ill. And the letter went like this. Next Sunday, sir, you said you would be talking about heaven. Well, I'm much interested in that land. You see, I have held a clear title to a bit of property over there for so many, many years. No, I didn't buy it. It was given to me without money and without price. But the donor purchased it with a great, great sacrifice. Now, I'm not holding it for speculation since the title is not transferable. It is not a vacant lot. For more than a half a century, I have been sending up material out of which the great architect and the great builder of the universe has been building a mansion just for me. You see, termites, they can't mind its great foundation, for it rests upon the rock of ages. Fire will never destroy it. Floods cannot wash it away. No, locks will never be placed upon its doors, for no robbers and no thieves will ever enter into the land, which will stand forever. It's now nearly completed and ready for me to enter and abide in that place forever without fear of ever being injected. There is a valley, a deep shadow between the place where I lived and often that to which I shall be journeying. I cannot reach my home in that city, but sir, I'm not afraid, because the best friend I ever had went through that same valley a long, long time ago. He drove away all of the gloom, and he has stayed with me through which I have walked. And ever since then, we first became friends. That's been many years ago. I hold his promise that I would never be forsaken, that he would never leave me alone. You see, sir, I walk through the valley of the shadow, and I shall not lose my way, because he will be with me. I do hope to hear your sermon on heaven next Sunday from my home, but I have no assurance that I shall be able to do so. You see, my ticket to heaven has no date. It's marked for the journey. Yes, I am ready to go, and I may not be here while you are talking about heaven next Sunday. But, sir, I will be there. I will be with him in my new home. Well, we've had a time with the broadcast. Our computers have all been burned up, our boxes, and we had a surge came through and knocked out everything, and we've been having to play replays, and I trust today that you're getting the broadcast and you're getting a live tape. I don't know. We've tried to put stuff back together the best we could, but it's going to take a little time and a little maneuvering to get that done. But with your help and your support, I know that we'll get it done. So we appreciate you, and I thought I'd explain. I'm always explaining every Sunday morning, apologizing or explaining why that we're having problems. But we do have problems, and those problems come, and they're electrical, and we're not too much into electricity, and we don't know a lot of times what we're doing. But anyhow, well, we know what we're doing at all times. But a lot of times when we have electrical problems like this, we're just dead in the water, and all of our boxes are burned up, and our computer, we have two computers. We have a backup and then another one, and it got a surge, and the one I'm talking on now has the power supply was knocked out on it, and a good friend Phil Ballard fixed that for us, and he's working on the other one, and we're hoping that we can get back up to where we ought to be. So you pray for us and come to camp meeting. If you want to come to camp meeting, just it's located here in Hinton on Madams Creek Road. There'll be signs up about 2 miles up Madams Creek Road, and we'll have the Wishons will be there from 2 until 4. Now, you want to hear this group. They're a great group from down in North Carolina. And then Brother John Wishon, who will be singing with them, will be our evangelist for the rest of the week each night, Monday through Friday. We got special singing. Tommy Rice will be with us tonight, and we got a contemporary group, and we're just having a great camp meeting here on Matter Creek. So you come out and be with us if you can. Well, let's go right back now and listen as Martha sings, "This Is Just What Heaven Means to Me."
A country where no twilight shadows deepen, an ending day where night will never be, a city where the storm clouds cannot gather. Oh, this is just what heaven means to me. What will it be?
Keeping us on the air. We've had a time this month. Of course, everyone has. We're not exempted from problems. We have problems just like everyone else, but God brings us through them all. So we have been dead in the water, but Brother Phil Ballard kind of got us back up to where we can do a broadcast, and we've been having a time with that. So we trust today that everything well at your place, and you're doing real well your own self. And I could call some names, but I'm not going to this morning, because I want to tell you about the camp meeting that we're in down here at Mount Olivet. We're having a great camp meeting, and we have this every year. And the old tabernacle that we have it in, this is the 95th year of the tabernacle. And here it's located here at Mount Olivet on Madras Creek. And we got the wishons and the old tabernacle with sawdust on the floor. It's just old fashioned, and we got them from 2 until 4. And you don't want to miss this. And then we've got Brother Wishon will be preaching 5 nights, Monday through Friday. A lot of you around Oak Hill and a different place, you've heard Brother Wishon. And then we've got Tommy Rice, which will be there tonight. He'll be preaching tonight, and he's got a contemporary group with him tonight. And then Brother Wishon will be starting on Monday night. So you come on out. We got a great time. Oh, let me tell you about the hobo dinner. We're going to have a hobo dinner on Friday. Friday around 3:30, we'll have a hobo dinner. And if you've never been in a hobo dinner, you don't want to miss this. This is great. This is not eating. This is feasting. We're feasting on the manna that God gives us. Well, let's go back and listen to one more song, and then I'm going to come back with today's message. This was said, it gets sweeter and sweeter every day.
The more I trust Him, the more I love Him, nothing good for me He'll deny. The longer I know Him, the better I can show Him. I couldn't stop now if I tried. Oh, it gets sweeter as the days go by. It gets sweeter as the moments fly. Love is richer,
grace He gave me. He placed His love down deep in my heart. Great joy in knowing with Him I am going, and never more from Him to depart.
Oh, it gets sweeter as the days go by. It gets sweeter as the moments fly. His love is richer, deeper,
it gets sweeter, sweeter as the days go by. I didn't realize the time is getting away from us. We're going to have to preach to you just a little bit. So let's go to this message right here. And this one is called Sifted.
I am reading today from Luke's Gospel, chapter 22, verse 31, verse 32. And the Lord said, Simon, Simon, behold, Satan hath desired to have you, that he may sift you as the wheat. But I have prayed for you that thy faith would not fail. And when thou art converted, strengthen thy brother. A great chapter here. Many things are happening. The Passover meal. Jesus said that he had desired to eat this meal before he begins to suffer. But yet the disciples had waited for this moment for so very long. Israel had waited for deliverance, and it finally had come. Jesus would become the supreme sacrifice that would take away the sins of the world. No longer would they need the tabernacle where that the priest went in once a year and made the supreme sacrifice for the sins. Because the Bible says after the crucifixion that the veil would be rent in twain. But yet as they began to discuss this, and Judas had already gone to the high priest, Judas had already talked about the betrayal of Christ. We do not know the motive of Judas's mind. We do not know the motivation of his heart. But we do know that the Bible said in verse 3 of Luke 22, the devil hath entered in to the heart of Judas. So we find that Judas was going to play a great part in the deception of Christ. But who really was deceived on that day? Who was really deceived into offering Christ as a supreme sacrifice? Was this truly the plan of God? Was God in the plan that caused Judas to betray the Son of God? Many questions have been asked about this. The Bible said that he was the son of perdition. Perdition means that he was the son of damnation, or the son of doom. And Judas is going to play a great part in the crucifixion of Christ. But remember, in Isaiah 53, the Bible said he was wounded for our transgression, bruised for our iniquity, and the chastisement of our peace was upon him. And the Bible also says that he was smitten of God. So we must see that even though that this is happening, it has had to be allowed to happen.
because Satan's hands are tied. Satan cannot control the God of heaven in the temptation when Jesus was tempted upon the mountain. We find the temptation was great. Three times Satan came to him, and three times Jesus said, "For it is now written." So we see the hand of God is even moving in the betrayal. Judas is going to betray the Son of God. As the conversation continues in this chapter 22, as they begin to discuss all of a sudden, now when the kingdom is come, and when you have established your kingdom upon the earth, then who will be the greatest? And Jesus said that the least would be the greatest, and the greatest would be the least. And then he turns to Simon Peter in verse 31 and 32, and he begins to give him a revelation that he did not understand. You see, Peter had said, I'll serve you, Lord. I'm going to follow you, even if it's a cross. I'm going there. If it means dying, I'm going to die for you. And Jesus turned to Peter and said, Peter, the devil hath desired to sift you even as wheat. And the Bible teaches that Peter, even though his determination was not to deceive Christ, not to turn his back upon him, but it illustrates to us the deception of sin. You see, a lot of times we may say what we are not going to do, but a lot of times we don't know what we will do because we have not been put into that position. And once we are put into that position, then a lot of times we do what we say that we would never do. And I believe that Peter was very honest. I believe he was very sincere. I believe that he really loved Jesus. You remember one other time that Jesus had questioned his love. He asked him, he said, Peter, do you love me? Again, he said, Peter, do you love me? And Peter, in his own confession, said, Lord, you know that I love you. But you see, Jesus is going to say to Peter, hey, Peter, you have been put on hell's schedule. There are no exemptions. Every one of us have been put on hell's schedule. Read back in the Old Testament. There was a man called Job. This man, the Bible said, he lived perfect. He eschewed evil. He believed in God. He trusted in God. But look at all the things that happened. The devil came among the gods of the universe and said, if you will only let me in to his premises and let me into his life, then I will cause him to curse you to your face. But the Bible said that even Satan knew that Job was hedged in. And he said to God, the request to take the hedge down. And you know, when a child of God has been born again through and by the blood of Jesus Christ, we are hedged in by the blood. He cannot penetrate the bloodline. He cannot overcome that blood, because the blood of Jesus Christ has been placed there, not only for our salvation, but for our protection. The
Bible says, well, maybe we can finish this sermon next Sunday, but I want to say something about the camp meeting again. Today, we'll be having the Wishons. We'll be there from 2 until 4. And then the camp meeting is going on tonight. Brother Tommy Rice will be preaching. And we've got a contemporary group. And along with other singers, Howard Russell and his wife Barbara will be singing for us. We've just got a great camp meeting. And we got about 50 or 60 young people. And we have preaching 8 o'clock, 10:30. And dinner on the ground at 4 o'clock. You can bring a camper. We got camper hookups. We got dormitories for young people. We try to give the people the very best, and we have a great camp meeting. So if you are interested in coming, you can give me a call or ask somebody at the Oak Hill Gospel Tabernacle, Brother Eric Smith. Give him a call, or someone in that area, and they'll be more than glad to tell you. Brother John Ward down at the Wesleyan Church can tell you about the camp meeting. A lot of people know about the camp meeting, but we need your support. So come out this afternoon from 2 until 4 and enjoy the blessings and the presence of the Wishons. The Wishon family from North Wilkesburg, North Carolina, will be there singing from 2 until 4, and then Brother John Wishon will be preaching from Monday until Friday. And we got special singing starting at 7 o'clock
in the evening. And we have services from 8 o'clock in the morning. Then we have breakfast at 9, and then we have service at 10:30. Well, we just try to give you the very best. So if you miss this, it's not our fault. It's your fault, because we are inviting you right now to come out and be with us. Well, we love you. We appreciate you. And we're so glad that we're back up. We got one computer. We burn up one computer. We burn up all of our boxes. We got a surge of lightning come through them. So if you can help us at all, we certainly would appreciate that. And so we can get back up and get to running and not have the worry. The worry is the biggest problem we have. Father, we turn this ministry over to you. It's your ministry. We're only the instruments being used to do your work. So, Lord, we pray that you speak to people, speak to hearts, and just convince them that their help and support is needed in this day and in this hour. In Jesus' name we pray, amen and amen. Well, goodbye, be good, and may God bless you and yours. That is my humble prayer.
Something to Believe In with Reverend Tommy Mounts returns next week at the same time. It's Tommy's sincere desire that today's program has brought encouragement and blessing. Something to Believe In depends upon you for financial support. Please take time just now to write and include a generous offering made payable to Reverend Tommy Mounts, HC80, Box 36, Hinton, West Virginia, 25951.